Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in the NFL. The Cowboys and Dak Prescott have agreed to a four-year, $160 million contract, which includes $126 million guaranteed. Among the terms of the deal, Prescott received a record-setting $66 million signing bonus and will earn $75 million in 2021. Adam Schefter also noted that the Cowboys will place a franchise tag on Prescott on Tuesday, which is a procedural move so they can't use the tag on the quarterback again in the future. The Raiders have been making moves, releasing LaMarcus Joyner on Monday and trading Trent Brown to the Patriots today. Brown had 2 years remaining on a four-year, $66 million contract, but he's agreed to restructure to a one-year deal worth up to $11 million, perhaps knowing he'd be released if the Raiders weren't able to trade him. Joyner never made good on his four-year, $42 million contract, starting just 16 of 28 games in his two seasons with the Raiders. The Seahawks released Carlos Dunlap on Monday. Dunlap would have cost $14 million in terms of cap space if the Seahawks kept him around for 2021, making him a foreseeable cap casualty. In spring training news, A's closer Trevor Rosenthal is dealing with a minor groin strain. It's never good to see a pitcher battling an injury during camp, but at least this particular one isn't an arm problem, and it appears to be minor. Rosenthal hasn't thrown in the last 2 days and remains without a timetable to get back on the mound, but this could just be a case of the team being extra cautious with a prized offseason acquisition, with opening day still more than 3 weeks away. David Price of the Dodgers isn't locked into a rotation spot this season. The Dodgers have plenty of depth throughout their roster, and the rotation is no exception. Price has been a starter in all but 10 of his 321 career Major League appearances, but he also hasn't pitched in over a year after opting out of last season. It's possible he opens the year in the bullpen to build up his arm strength before eventually moving into the rotation. White Sox rising star pitcher Michael Kopech will make his spring training debut on Tuesday against the Padres. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.